It's time to check out IdeaJam, the Web 2.0 idea management application for Lotus Notes and Domino that runs on Domino 6, 5, 7, and 8, is available as a simple and easy-to-install application. For more information, head over to elguji.com. That's ELGUJI.com. Get your idea on with the software that may just earn you that well-deserved vacation. Let them know you learned about IdeaJam on the Taking Notes podcast. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 83 of the Taking Notes podcast for Sunday, June 29th, 2008. I am Bruce Elgort, here with
Julian X. Robichaud.
Is that X Pages Robichaud, or is that just...
No, not the former Julian Robichaud. It is Julian X. Pages, exciting, X-stacular
okay.
Robichaud.
you're crazy. So earlier, I guess a couple days ago, right, we recorded a segment with Rob Captain Oblivious McDonough and John Head. And Julian, what did we talk about during the conversation with those fine gentlemen?
We talked about X Pages. We talked about why X Pages are important, why you should learn about them, why you should download the 8.5 beta and start playing with X Pages right away. There have been a lot of blog entries by people like John and Rob, and Nathan Freeman has a really neat example of using X Pages. And we just talk about what they are, what some of the capabilities are, what some of the things they can't do right away are going to be, and again, just why you should be getting excited about them.
Excited. Right. And why you should get excited about them.
Yeah.
So the podcast goes on for close to an hour, I think. So for those of you riding your scooter to work or I don't know, how else do people get to work, taking the train or driving in your car, this may be, you know, an episode that you listen to on the way to work as well as at lunch and on the way home from work.
It could be a round tripper.
A round tripper. So without any further ado, let's listen to... John David Head. Let's listen to Rob, John, Julian, and myself. So on the line today, we have John Head from the PSC Group. John, who are you and what do you do for the PSC Group?
Well, I am John Head, Director of Enterprise Collaboration at the PSC Group out of Schaumburg, Illinois, blogger, johndavidhead.com, and all around notes and Domino and Office integration guy.
Okay, and we also have Rob Captain Oblivious McDonough. And Rob, where are you from and what do you do?
I am from the great state of Massachusetts, and I can't tell you what I do. I work for a really big company that's in the Fortune 500 worldwide, and if I told you who they were, they'd fire me.
All right, and of course we have Julian on the line. And Julian, how you been?
I've been good, Bruce. I've been very busy this month.
Yeah, let's see. You were at iLug. You were at the Notes 8. I don't know what the view calls that particular.
Yeah.
Show that they do.
What's developer seminar in London. Yeah, so I was in Dublin. I was in Florida. I'm in Florida again this week. And hopefully I'll be home this weekend for a few days.
Yeah, and I think a couple weeks ago, both Rob and John were in the Westford, at the Westford IBM campus, where they learned a little bit about Notes Domino 8.5 and more specifically a new technology that we'll see, actually that's in the beta, called X Pages. So I'm going to dive right in here and ask John, you know, for those in our listening audience who may not be familiar with X Pages, why don't you tell us what X Pages are and how they can become our new best friend?
Well, you know, both Rob and I were members of the Design Partner Program, and we've had some previews for about a year now. And what XPages is part of the redevelopment of the Domino web server capability. I think anybody who's a Domino developer who's building web apps will tell you that it's a little behind the times currently in 8.0 compared to what a lot of the stuff that's happening in the Web 2.0 world. And the XPages is IBM's first step in what I believe will be many steps on completely reinvigorating the Domino web development. So XPages is based off something called JSF, Java Server Faces. The good news is you never have to know that because it's completely hidden and abstracted from the Domino developer. So just like I build a form and that form goes and does something and it shows up on the web, XPages works the same way. But it's very modern, and in many ways, as I've said on my blog, it is the biggest revolution in Domino development since LotusScript was introduced in 4.0. I'm pretty excited.
Well, so is this just like some new way of designing a form for the web?
It is its own design element that has – well, there's an XPages design element in the new Domino for Domino designer for Eclipse, the better known as DDE. So I'll just call it that going forward. There, it has it feels much more Web 2.0, you know, with all of the things that it can do. It has a subcomponent called a component that allows you to do things kind of like a subform, so almost like sub X pages. So, but it's completely new UI, completely different kind of controls. It is JavaScript based is where you do most of your development when you're doing writing, but a lot of it is just driven by the UI. They've really, really focused on giving the end user, or the developer, I should say, the ability to do most of this work without having to get into the mucky muck. But if you want, you can click a button and you can edit raw XML. So they've given you the capability to really work at whatever level you want.
Yeah, right. I would say those native controls that John mentioned sort of make designing for the web the way we've been doing designing for notes for years. It's drag and drop. You lay it out on the form. You pick your types of fields and your controls. And if that's all you need, then that's all you have to do.
It is truly Domino Rapid Application Development, RAD, for the web. It's the first time I've ever seen this kind of RAD brought to advanced web development.
Define advanced for everyone, John.
Well, I mean, it's not just, you know, here, drop in a table, and I mean, yes, it has that. But the stuff that we were doing within 60 minutes of tinkering is far and above stuff that we've been able to do in Domino. So I think, you know, when people see how the hard stuff, you know, the stuff that we have to write workarounds and hacks and huge libraries of code you can do in 5 minutes with three lines of code, they're going to understand why this is such a major impact. For instance, in a column, you can write three lines of JavaScript code, which does a DB lookup, in effect doing a join in a notes view.
And actually, that DB lookup is an important thing to mention, because we're talking about what's new about XPages, but one thing that they've done that's really impressive is they've given us the at formula commands and the LotusScript backend classes, and they've given them to us in JavaScript. So you already have a lot of power available to you. You don't have to write these things from scratch, and you already know how to use them.
And I think what's important here is for so long people have been talking about, well, if you want to do notes development going forward, you need to learn Java. You need to learn Eclipse and Java and Eclipse. You don't. It's JavaScript. It's a scripting language. It's drag and drop. It's WYSIWYG. It's everything we've been asking for. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's got some issues, but this is the radical jump we've all been hoping for.
It's okay, JavaScript, CSS, and HTML. And if you look at all the Web 2.0 apps that are being written, that's how they're all being written. And that's what all of the new developers coming out of college know how to write.
So what excites me the most working at a consulting firm is I can take and hire skills that are easily found, bring them into this environment, and with a quick getting them up to speed on Domino, have them building apps. And I think that is a major milestone.
Okay, so for the people that haven't seen any demos or screenshots or anything like that yet, they're going to listen to that and they're going to say, okay, well, you can drag controls onto a page and display it on the web, and maybe you can drag a view and add some JavaScript, but you know, how is that any better from what I've been able to do for the last 10 years in Domino, where I can put fields and I can put embedded views and I can add JavaScript and I can include libraries and do CSS. How is this fundamentally better than what we're doing in Domino right now with development?
Well, what we're doing right now is a set of workarounds and hacks to build those capabilities into Domino apps. This actually has that built in from the ground up. It has real support for CSS. It has real support for JavaScript. And it has a lot of out-of-the-box functionality that we've been writing by hand for the last 10 years. And some of the things that would take us days or weeks to do, now you get with a couple of clicks.
For instance, I can create an X page, drag a view on, select the view, drag a control called a pager, select my pager formatting, select how many documents I want to display, save it, load it on the web, and I now have a view limited to number of documents with the whole, you know, first, last number of pages all built. And it's all ready to be skinned by CSS. And I didn't write a single line of code.
And if you wanted to add a search capability to that view, you could do that just by adding a field where the search was, telling the view that its search property was based off of that field's value, and you're done, and you're controlling the interface or the look of that search result the same way you control the look of the view. And we've never been able to do that.
Here's another great example. On any field that's an edit field, I can click a checkbox, write two lines of JavaScript which has a DB lookup, and I now have an AJAX lookup on the web.
How does this fit with anything that we've already developed? I mean, we've got these old databases sitting out there. How does this all work with our existing applications?
Well, it's a new design element, so views and forms and outlines and frame sets all still work. X pages save notes documents. So when you have a document and you have a submit button and it saves, it's still a document being stored in the database. So you can use them side by side. You can, you know, have a X page that does something that has an agent that runs in the background that still continues to work. So, I mean, it's just a new approach for building a user interface to an application.
What about new you mentioned controls, John. Are these controls supplied by Lotus? Can I add my own controls? What are some of the controls that can be added?
Well, Rob, you want to do that?
You don't remember them all off the top of your head, John?
I don't.
So we have your typical controls that you would have in the Notes client, right? You have your checkboxes, your radio buttons, your rich text, which, by the way, automatically can be a rich text editor on the web with no effort. You have your controls for dropdowns and for multi-value dropdowns. You have controls for date and time, and they actually can be enabled to be date and time pickers with a checkbox. You have controls for a view, where you can drop a view onto the form, and you can drop as many of them as you want. You have controls for a table. You have a new type of control called a repeat control. And what that repeat control lets you do is have an iterative, a looping sort of a construct through a set of data, which might be a view or it might be a DB lookup. And with the results of that, you can do anything you want. And one good example of this is with this repeat control on the web, you could easily build the equivalent of the inbox in Mail, where it goes to two rows per entry in the inbox with no effort.
You have all of these cool controls, but the thing, Bruce, that you picked on is a control can be built by a third party, by an ISV, a business partner, by an in-house team, and they can be rolled out. They're just components. There's a cool way that Eclipse does this, that you can redistribute them. And there's this, picker that things get added as you do with stuff. The expansibility of the ISV and partner market for products is going to explode over this, in my opinion. I think this is going to be one of those. We've been looking for a couple, kind of shots in the arm to reinvigorate the development, and I think this is one of them, is that you could build a component, write all of its logic, I can install it, drag and drop it on, and do my configuration in the panel, and I'm good to go.
So you think there'll be like I think Carl Tyler blogged about this recently, if not today. Do you think there'll be a third-party market where ISVs would sell components?
I think there is going to be. I don't know, how big it is or when it happens. The potential for an ISV third-party product market is now the biggest we've ever had. I mean, there's a couple pieces here and we can talk about. One of them is these components for building in XPages. I think IBM has to do some work, and I think some things have to happen for that to really grow. So, I don't want to be the person who's predicting the complete explosion, but I think the potential there, what we need is more people to get in there, start looking at them, and realize the potential. I think that's our big – that is the big game over the next couple months.
All right. Well, the controls that are built in – so let's say that – there's not a third-party control that does what I want it to do, or I can't find any, or I just, want to do these things in-house. Let's say I've got this control that's already on there, the daytime picker, and I don't like the way it works. What can I do in terms of changing the way it works? Is it like the controls that we have right now in the Notes client, where if you don't like it, then that's just too bad?
Well, the first answer is all of the controls, take CSS, right? So you can change their look and feel out of the box. And you can do it, in a checkbox, or you can go raw down and just write your CSS or whatever you want to do. A lot of the controls are coming from Dojo. I think, the Dojo toolkit is being built in, and a lot of these come from there. I don't know if the source of those controls are there, but you can definitely go in and make more changes to how those controls look and feel than we've ever been able to with like the Domino View applet, which basically did one thing. We no longer, you don't have that restrictions like we used to.
Mm-hmm. John, one of the things that, as a Lotus ISV that I'm, sorry about that. One of the things that I'm concerned about is you mentioned the Dojo controls, and one thing that kind of leads to some bad practices, right, is when you intermix JavaScript frameworks. So is using XPages going to prohibit me from using, say, MooTools like we do in IdeaJam and LinkJam, or how's that going to play out? Do you know?
We asked this last week in Westford. The answer was, nothing is going to stop you from using your own. We're providing these out of the box. Are you going to be able to just, click a checkbox and say use a different framework? Not out of the box. My guess is our community will figure out how to do that. So they're not writing anything so that we're forced to only use Dojo for all eternity.
Okay, yeah, and that's kind of in line with some of the stuff I heard. So that's good. That's good. So, Rob, what are some of your favorite things about XPages that if you know, you were in front of your development community at your big Fortune 100 company there. You know, what were the top five things you'd tell them about XPages that just totally turn you on?
Oh yeah, baby.
Julian,
it's hot.
Calm down.
So a couple of the things I really like, almost everything in an XPage is computable, can be determined based on calculations. So every text label, whether it's a view column header or an ordinary computed text element, can be determined by a formula. And what this means is that translation of domino applications goes from being painful to being reasonable. And as someone who works in a multinational corporation, that is a huge deal for us. The other things that blow me away are the thing that Nathan blogged about recently, where he did a join in a notes view in about, you know, 15 minutes. And while we were there in Westford, he was doing this in between working on the demos. And it didn't take that much effort to get working, but it's a phenomenal change in the way we're able to do things in notes. And it's not just read-only. Because of the way XPages bind to forms and documents, you could bind different fields on the XPage to multiple different forms and documents. And you could do relational updates as well as relational reads in a notes database. That's complete change from the way we've had to trick notes into being pseudo-relational before.
Now, are you restricted to notes data here?
In the beta, you are, but obviously relational data is a huge target for this sort of thing. John, do you remember what they said specifically about that?
I think their goal is for 8.5.0 is getting it perfect on notes data. There's nothing stopping you from using any of the tools that talk to other, you know, other data sources. The question we did not get answered is, will this work on top of DB2 NSF data? I actually did not ask that question and have asked it and haven't got an answer. So, again, I think, you know, I'll let Rob keep going. XPages isn't limiting you to anything. It's just, you know, they're focusing on making the core notes document, notes collection perfect.
Yeah, and I would actually like to extend on something that John was saying earlier, where he was talking about what you can do with XPages without giving up the work you've already done. And Julian, you were looking at your existing applications. And what I would say is you could insert one XPage element into an existing application, make it a much more powerful and usable application without changing any of your other code, because you could have multiple views bound on that single X page using the existing views, no changes necessary. You could have, relational data type operations where you're doing a one-to-many thing and you're dynamically adding rows or tables entries. And you could do all that without changing the underlying application at all and just add one X page to that application and have a radically different web UI and more power for your users. Okay, I'll give you one more. Ajax stuff, right? One of the things you often want to do with Ajax is you want to do a partial refresh where you don't reload an entire page, you just reload sections of the page. And we can do that now. We can do that using whatever Ajax framework we want to use, but we have to write it by hand. In an X page, you can simply check off a box that says, when this field changes, I want to do a partial refresh. And I want you to target this design element. So you put a bunch of fields into a panel, which is one of those controls. It's a way to group fields together. And you say, okay, when this other field value changes, refresh all the fields in the panel. And it's unbelievably trivially easy to do, but it's a technique that is very, very powerful. And of course, it's all over the Web 2.0 Ajax world. It's what everyone does. We all do it by hand. But we don't have to do it by hand in an X page.
And I think one of the other ones is doing required fields is a checkbox. I mean, you know, some of the stuff that we can do, we have workarounds, they're checkboxes now. Tab tables was another one. It's a control. Drag it over each tab and it only when you click the tab, it only refreshes. You know, it does an AJAX refresh, so it's only that row in the tab table that's actually being refreshed.
John, tell us about the required field stuff. How does that work? I know you check a box, and what happens? You know, what happens in the UI?
Well, you have a simple kind of, you know, the whole way you would build simple agents or simple formulas or simple selection formulas. You have a simple required, you know, you can say this field needs a value, or you can write JavaScript and you can add what you want to it.
There are two ways the errors get presented to the users that are built in. There's a design element or component that's a set of error messages where they're all grouped together that you can put anywhere on the X page. Or there's an individual error message control that you can put next to the field or below the field, wherever you feel it's appropriate. So you get a lot of choices for how you want to control how those errors are displayed to the users.
All right. Now, John, you mentioned at one point, and I don't remember if we talked about it here or if that was something you blogged about, but the new discussion template. Is that something you're allowed to talk about?
Yeah, we were shown the new discussion template. It's discussion 2.0. It is the one template that is being completely rebuilt from the ground up on X Pages for the 8.5 release. It looks like something you would expect on a Web 2.0 app, but you can upgrade any discussion database that already exists to it. So the data store is all the same, but it's all a completely new UI for the web. So it's, I have to admit, I've been waiting to see it. It wasn't in public beta 1. I kind of questioned what was going on. And when I saw what these guys are doing, it's basically two people building it, and it's pretty amazing. I think Rob has to agree with me there.
Do I have to?
Please,
you want to.
Databases anymore.
I'm sorry, application.
There you go.
Yes, it's an application. Yeah. And really, in terms of upgrading, I mean, right now with Notes 8, one of the big pushes is certainly the Notes 8 client. And so you're not only upgrading your servers, but you really want to upgrade your clients too. Now, with 8.5, I mean, it sounds like most of the power that you're going to get here, especially in terms of something like X Pages or any of the server bits, really you just have to upgrade your server, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, 8.5 is a primarily server-focused release. There's some great stuff coming in the client, federated calendars and some other stuff, but the majority of the features that are coming, including X Pages, are server. So if you want to roll out a server, upgrade, that's all you need to do. Everything's self-contained. X Pages is part of the HTTP server task and the servlet engine, and upgrade your server and install Domino Designer for Eclipse, and you can build X Pages and look at them, use them.
And you would really only have to upgrade one server if you have
right.
Yeah. So it's certainly possible that some of these people that might still be waiting on 8 because of one reason or another, you know, maybe the client or something like that, might just kind of jump all the way into 8.5 instead of some 8.5 servers.
Well, and I think, I mean, if you look at this, you know, and we're talking about X Pages, but if you look at the feature list, Domino Application Object Store, Deos, Domino Configuration Tuner, DCT, the router optimizations, the ID vault, the compression, the auto groups, the policy stuff, X Pages, it's all, you know, there's a lot of interaction with the client. So my personal belief is we're going to see server upgrades, and maybe not every server, but we're going to see 8.5 server upgrades faster than we've seen any release before. Personal opinion, I have no data to base it, but that's just my gut reaction because it's such a big release that provides so much impact to your size, your memory, your I/O, everything.
So the IBM Lotus sales guys who are out there, they're going to drop their WebSphere push temporarily and try to get everyone to 8.5?
Well, I think we all know, Bruce, that salespeople at any company sell what sells. So
they follow the money.
I think we're going to see a couple things drive the 8.5 release. One of them is server consolidation is happening. People want less servers. They want, you know, use less power. 8.5 helps that without, you know, having to move to new platforms or applications. And then I think we're going to see applications just explode. And my guess is when we see 8.5 come out, you know, it will come out this year, we'll see a trickling of stuff. But my guess is LotusSphere, especially the best practices track, is going to be significantly XPages heavy. And that's when we're going to see the explosion.
So we talked about XPages on the Domino server. There's been some talk about XPages on the client, right? Why do I have to write apps that, you know, one form for my web app, one form for my notes app? When can I write one NSF file that's going to render in my client and on the Domino server the same using XPages?
So the XPages are designed to be exactly what we all want. Design once, run everywhere. The client is not going to render XPages in 8.5.0. When we were in Westford, I'll tell you, while we were all gushing over XPages, we had some hard discussions on XPages and the client. They hear us. They want to do it. I can tell you what my suggestion was for their implementation. I don't think they'll go there, but mine, I wanted to them to have, you know, get us XPages running in a tab in browser mode and then give us the next step, which is self, you know, self-rendering. I don't know what they're going to do. It won't be an 8.5.0. So, but my guess is we won't have to wait years for it to happen.
Well, we know you don't have the answer, nor does Rob, but I just wanted to ask that question anyway, so...
They want XPages in the client exactly as much as any of us. And yeah, Rob and I and Nathan Freeman and a whole bunch of people basically said this: if XPages ran in the client, we would stop using forms and views and outlines. I mean,
pages and frame sets and yeah, keep going, John.
That's a good point. So using XPages can deprecate the use of what design elements?
Form, view. Well, no, forms and views would still be there, but they're just uses the schema. You wouldn't actually use them directly. Frame sets, pages, outlines, navigators, subforms, actions. Mm-hmm. Am I missing any, Rob?
Well, so, it doesn't replace script libraries or agents. So, no, I think that's about it.
I mean, they're not going to take that away. You can still build with them, but this is their way of, you know, instead of doing a rip and replace, is let's provide new functionality that we want, and let's do it in a way that you choose how you want to build your apps, and, you know, they get things right, and give it a little time. And I think the discussion will be is, I can't believe we were writing apps without XPages. I think we'll be there at some point. I just don't know when.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is sort of the end around to get them around some of the major issues that we have with some designing in Notes or in Domino. And because they're designing this, you know, sort of fresh, they get to avoid a lot of the problems we've had to put up with for years. So rather than go through a possibly impossible cycle of trying to fix the existing design elements that we use now, we get this new design element that doesn't have those limitations. And sure, you know, the old design elements will continue to work. Heck, when was the last time you built a database that used a navigator or a layout region? But they still work because that's what Lotus does.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm pretty happy about is that I'm one person who's never going to design Notes 8 plugins, but doing XPages, you know, makes kind of Notes fun again, because I was disappointed. Not only that Mikkel Heisterberg, you know, woke me up in the middle of his session on how to build Notes 8 plugins, but this kind of stuff, yeah, it does invigorate the crap out of me because I've built, with the help of some other great people, some Domino apps, and this is like freaking pot,
Right. So let me tell you my dream that I asked them to do, and I think all of us will, if they could get to this point, it would be perfect. Was instead of having to go through the muck of creating a plugin or a quote Java view, that Xpages, when it rendered in the client, rendered like the inbox instead of a web page. It did the fancy Java look and all of that kind of stuff. So you built it once, it either renders on a web or it renders in the client, and it does all that for you. I never have to worry about composite apps or XML if I don't want to. That is my dream, and I think they can get there. I just, it's going to take them a whole bunch of work.
Why would you want it to look different, though, from the web app?
Because I want it to look I want my application to look native where I'm using it. It's like when I'm on a Mac. I want my apps to look like I'm running on a Mac. So I think Julian's done a lot of stuff in sessions and talking about how to build those. The Notes guy wants to go and build once, run it. It looks pretty. We talked a lot about that. And I can get, Rob can share his opinion on that. But that's, to me, the future.
Yeah, well, if you all look back on my blog several months ago, I went off on a sort of an overwrought rant about how ugly it was to develop using these Eclipse plugins and how painful it was and how unnecessarily painful it was going to be to try and get work done using that technology. So, by no means am I one to jump up and down and say, ooh, look, this is new, therefore it must be good. But in this case, this actually is good, and it's good for the type of developer I am and the type of developer on my team who can do web apps, can do notes apps, maybe isn't a hardcore Java developer. Sure, we have some Java background, but this is a technology that we can actually use without having to reinvent our entire staff.
Yeah, and that's a good point, and that goes back to, that's a really good point, Rob.
Yeah, well, we kind of glazed over earlier in the conversation the whole use of JavaScript here. Now, tell us about how JavaScript is kind of woven throughout all of this, not just because, hey, we've got Web 2.0 Ajax-y stuff going on in the front end, but really on the back end and the server side too, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you want to take this, John, but I'll run with it if you don't.
Go ahead.
So you have JavaScript on the client side, and you can write JavaScript in just about any place you could imagine being able to write it. You have all of these events that are available on all of the controls. You have all of the computable elements, and all of those computable elements can accept JavaScript as the logic. And you also have server-side JavaScript, like Julian mentioned. And the server-side JavaScript is where you can not only do native JavaScript things, and you have certain built-in objects that the Xpages runtime makes available to you, like the session object or like the document, the web document. But you also have JavaScript versions of the LotusScript back-end classes. So if you're used to using Notes View or Notes View Entry, or Notes View Entry Collection, those things exist, but with a JavaScript wrapper around them. So you're using JavaScript syntax instead of LotusScript syntax. But really, that difference isn't enormous. Sure, maybe there are extra semicolons and maybe some curly braces instead of parentheses. But the difference between LotusScript and JavaScript is much smaller than the difference between LotusScript and Java. So on the one hand, you can use the JavaScript functionality that Xpages gives us as a true scripting language. But on the other hand, JavaScript is a very powerful object-oriented language. and you can build really powerful stuff with it. If you look at all the JavaScript frameworks that are out there, like a prototype, like a Moo Tools, like a jQuery or an EXT, or like IBM's favorite Dojo, those are built in JavaScript. They're built in object-oriented JavaScript. And as we get better at being JavaScript developers, we can take advantage of that power too. But we don't have to start with a steep learning curve. The other thing that I mentioned this very briefly earlier, IBM has converted the at formula language so that it's available in JavaScript. So John mentioned that you can do a DB lookup from a JavaScript, and you can. You know, anything you can do, well, I shouldn't say anything. I'm sure there are some that are not there. But the common at formulas that we use all the time, there are now JavaScript versions of them.
And we can use them in places we could never use them, like a view column. So what's funny is I actually, coming out of the meeting in Westford, I have a list of 20 things that I think the Domino Tools ISV community should build. And one of them is a Lotus Script to JavaScript library, right? So there's JavaScript libraries and server libraries, I believe is new with the X pages. One of those things somebody could do is they could write a conversion tool. I mean, you'd have to go back, you know, it wouldn't do 100%. But the person who creates that first, and PSE isn't a tools company, so I'm giving somebody a free opportunity here, is to build that conversion tool, which then lets me go and play with it. That's going to be huge. I mean, the tools opportunity here with both bringing Designer into Eclipse and the whole X Pages world is unbelievable. One of the things we haven't talked about are themes, and themes are, you know, another level of kind of CSS cascading, but you can apply a theme to an X page or an entire database. And if, you know, all of your X pages can just take the theme and, you know, and so you can reskin applications.
And the thing about themes is it's not just style. It's also some properties of those controls or those forms or X pages rather, or those applications. So a theme can define more than just UI. It can actually define behavior to some extent.
So Rob was talking about the compute, basically everything's computed. Here's the first one I looked for. And most people listening will relate. I dropped the view in and I went to look where the view was coming from. The database and its location is completely computable. We no longer have the limitations of an embedded view.
What limitations, John? Embedded views are perfect.
So, you know, I one of the things that I think you saw is there was four of us, right? Andrew Pollack, Nathan, myself, and Rob, and the four of us are the most vocal. I mean, there was a lot of people there, but the bloggers are the most vocal. And before we went to this thing in Westford, there was a lot of negativity going around. A lot of it was internal to the design partner program, but I think you saw some of it bleed out. A lot of us were worried when the 8.5 public beta was going to come out, based, you know, a lot of that around the Lotus Script editor being rebuilt in DDE, not shipping. And you saw the reaction of the four of us over those 2 days, and it was like, you know, almost getting the Holy Grail. I truly believe, go play with this for 4 hours. Set aside 4 hours. Go play. I know there's not a lot of good samples. That'll change. You will walk away seeing things differently for building Domino apps.
John, where do we buy the yellow Kool-Aid? Did they serve that at Westford, or is Lotus 911 serving that now?
I understand, but look at if I
John,
drink the
John, yellow... chill. I'm just joking, man.
No. I want to say I understand. My, you know, externally outside the design partner program, I'm usually very pro Lotus. I get it. Look at somebody like Andrew Pollack. Andrew doesn't pull punches. He says what he believes. And go look at his blog. Andrew is firmly in the X Pages are cool camp. And I think even you too, Rob, you've been pretty pretty honest in your opinions over the past year.
Honest is one way to put it. Yeah. What was it you told me once? Something about like, I should be careful what I write because what I write is a little bit over the edge. And, you know, for some scenarios it is. But, you know, that was a good point. When 8.5 public beta came out, I was one of the people who was absolutely furious. I was livid. I couldn't really even post things because I was so angry that the Lotus Script editor wasn't in it. I went and I saw what XPages included, and all of a sudden I realized that 8.5 itself with XPages was worth shipping, even though the Lotus Script editor isn't in it. It's such a radical change to the power that we have available to us that all by itself, XPages is worth moving to.
I just want to be clear because Marine blogged about this. You still can write Lotus Script in Domino Designer for Eclipse. They just haven't rebuilt the Lotus Script editor using the Eclipse functionality.
Right. So no class browser. But on the other hand, you could still write a Lotus Script agent the same way we always have. But Julian, you're going to have to get up and ask about class browsers again at Lotus Script. Lotus Sphere, I mean.
I can't do it again.
Julian, I think by the time you get to Q&A at Beat the Developers, you're going to have that answer. I don't think you're going to have to stand up and ask.
Aww.
Well, the answer has always been that it's coming someday.
I think the answer is going to be different for once.
I'm glad this is being recorded so we can play it back.
I know. I'm just telling you my personal opinion. I know what they want to do. I can say some stuff and I have to be careful with NDAs on the rest. I truly believe that they want to have an answer by Lotusphere. And I'm saying that publicly.
We've asked for 4 decades.
Rob will tell you, I'm the one who kind of stirred the pot in the design partner program, furious that this wasn't coming. And after 2 days in Westford, I really don't care. I am okay with it slipping.
So I just got an email here. Hold on 1 second. It's from IBM, and it says, "Dear Lotus developer, we are sending you on an all-expense-paid trip to Westford to learn everything about XPages." Hold on. Wow, look at the CC list. There's about 12,000 Lotus developers on there.
Well, they didn't pay for us to go.
No, John, just chill out, man. Just chill. Hey, we've talked about XPages for almost an hour now. I know you guys can go on a lot more. There's a lot of things going on in the community to talk about. But people are just about at work right now. After they listen to this podcast, they avoided 4 accidents and 3 cyclists and a dog. So we can call it a wrap, maybe?
My last statement is get it. Play with it. You know, just don't wait.
Yeah. Rob, where do we get it, Rob?
Where do you get it? It's publicly available on DeveloperWorks. The 8.5 beta is on the first page.
Okay.
So download the full client with the designer and download the server because without the server, you can't really get the power of XPages.
And don't upgrade a production server.
Well, unless you're Paul Mooney, in which case if you want to upgrade a production server that's running an entire conference, by all means, go ahead. Why should this year be any different?
Exactly.
You do know that he did that, right?
Yes, I do.
And Rob, by DeveloperWorks, you mean notes.net?
Yeah, or LDD or whatever they call it this week.
Okay.
Who knows?
Gotcha. Yeah.
All right, Mr. Head, thank you so much for taking an hour out of your weeknight. I'm sorry we pulled you from the Greek restaurant a bit early, and I'm sorry you had to harass a cab driver on the way back, but thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. I know there's been a lot of people wondering, you know, what was in the water in Westford last week, but everybody go play with it and you'll understand. Mm-hmm.
And Rob, thank you as usual. You know, you do make an appearance on the podcast every once in a while, and I wish I could be like you.
Doesn't everybody? No, as always, Bruce, it's my pleasure. I think my parting words would probably be, whatever you do when you look at this new concept, don't be intimidated by it. Just remember, all the existing functionality and existing knowledge you get to apply. You get your formulas, you get your Lotus script, you get to use your existing applications. You know, don't be afraid to dive in. It's not rocket science.
Mm-hmm. Julian, what parting words do you have for episode 83 here?
I think my parting words are that we shouldn't discuss yellow water. It just has such horrible connotations.
Oh, boy.
No,
all right.
I'm very glad that, you know, this sounds like good stuff coming. It really does. And it's also very good that we can go and download the beta and look at it now. So it's not just something that they're saying, hey, this is coming. This is something you will get at some future ship date. This is, you know, anyone can go and download the beta client and, like Rob said, the beta server too. You really need both. And just start looking at it and start figuring this stuff out. And if you are an ISV or just someone who's interested in third-party development, like John was saying, then you can start now. You can get in there and start digging into the technology and finding out how it works and seeing what you can do to exploit it. So,
well said. Very, very well said. All right. That's it for episode 83. John and Rob, thanks again. And Julian, I hope you make it back to Atlanta soon and you don't have to do podcasts from hotel rooms. It kind of sounds kind of freaky.
Yeah, sorry. I think the air conditioner kicked in a couple of times. I tried to stay on mute. Sorry about that.
All right. As long as you're not in your underwear, that's cool.
No, I'm not. Not yet.
All right. All right. Thanks again, guys. And we'll catch everyone soon.
Bye.
It's time to check out IdeaJam, the Web 2.0 idea management application for Lotus Notes and Domino that runs on Domino 6, 5, 7, and 8, is available as a simple and easy-to-install application. For more information, head over to elguji.com. That's ELGUJI.com. Get your idea on with the software that may just earn you that well-deserved vacation. Let them know you learned about IdeaJam on the Taking Notes podcast.